You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Randy Kay, a professional speaker, author, entrepreneur, and success expert. He is the CEO of Tenor Corp, a strategic development firm that works with emerging to large companies, as well as the author of the new book, Daily Keys to Success. Randy, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
It's a privilege to be here. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. So your book offers 365 tips for success. Why did you choose this format?
Well, actually, 366. I counted in leap year, Eric. I chose that format because I think in today's busy world, people have sometimes trouble getting through a book from from start to finish. And so I thought what I would do is I would create snippets based on the success factors that lend themselves to people who have been there and done that. And it's a daily page for each calendar day. And it has all of the success factors, I think, that that go into somebody becoming a success on their own right.
And would you say that your keys are for personal or professional success?
They're for both, really. You know, one of the problems I had, Eric, was that a lot of us aspire to somebody on the world stage. And that's self-defeating because we can never be like someone else. We are uniquely designed, uniquely fashioned with unique passions. And so we each need to find our own niche. However, our journeys and destinations are separate, but there are commonalities throughout. So the book actually details both professional advice on success keys as well as personal advice on how to develop relationships and how to live a more satisfied life.
Now, how does your book help those with personal issues out of curiosity, such as those maybe dealing with a difficult time, or maybe they just need motivation or inspiration?
Well, we need both, don't we? So whereas one day or at one moment in time we'll be working on our skill development and communication, let's say, or body language, or how we can plan effectively and organize our world around us. The other facet has to do with those personal issues that we all deal with. It may be a loss of a loved one. It may be a seminal moment, a loss of a job, or something that's very dramatic in our lives that causes us to evaluate what we need to do in response to a loss or a significant change. And there are those things like what I call the Kairos moment. That is, incidences in our lives which are really opportunities for us to do something significant based on somebody else's impact that has caused them to need us. So there are lots of different factors that go into our entire life's success, but really evaluating success is usually based on begins from the inside out by first finding our purpose and passion and then developing our skills and abilities to achieve something of significance. So, you know, as a practice, success is both a journey of discovery and a destination of accomplishment. And each step along the way represents a process entirely unique for each of us. So that, you know, the journey and destination will probably be very different between, let's say, an oil company executive and that of a Catholic monk, or between a college student and a senior retiree. So the bottom line is that our success is very specific to ourselves, and no one can exactly match our journey or destination.
Today we are joined by Randy Kay, the CEO of Tenor Corp, a strategic development firm, as well as the author of Daily Keys to Success. And Randy can be followed on Twitter at Randolph Kay, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Randy, what are some tips you offer for acquiring new skills or trying something new in one's life?
Well, I think the healthy life is one of continuous development. In today's day and age, the autodidact is the one that will probably be the most successful into the future. And let me explain what that is. An autodidact is somebody who is self-taught. That is, they're continually improving their skills, abilities, understandings. Individuals who were autodidacts in history would be, for example, Einstein, Russell Crowe, Abraham Lincoln. More contemporaries would be Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. Those are individuals who really didn't have a playbook. You know, that you can go, you know, for an education at Harvard. I went to Northwestern, and you can get your MBA and really hone in on what knowledge and information is available to us. But the change makers, I think, are going to be the autodidacts. They are continually learning and developing their own abilities and understandings, so that that next thing that hasn't really been developed, that is, it's not something that we can learn, but it's something that we can actually create. Einstein was a classic autodidact. So I would say for anyone out there, the modus operandi for the successful person is really to continue to learn and to develop. And when setbacks occur, and they always will, you know, that failure is going to happen. So we might as well get used to it and use it to turn around our perspective and our abilities to move forward. So one of the keys that I have in the book is called Failing Forward. And it's an essential quality for us to be able to learn from our mistakes, and also to learn about potential opportunities that are out there by expanding our ability to invest in ideas and to be an idea person. And I think that's key. Certainly to be an idea persons are the ones that are really heavily needed in today's world.
Most certainly. And tell me, what keys help people achieve their dreams and goals despite some of the more common obstacles, such as lack of time or resources?
Boy, that's a big one, isn't it, Eric? Because we only have, each of us has 24 hours in a day, and we need to be able to invest our time wisely. So prioritizing, you know, what we need to do first, second, and third is most important. And I think part of that is to really major in the majors and not major in the minors. That is, when we look at our day or our life and try to evaluate what our purpose is for that day or for our career or for that business or operation that we want to create, it is critically important to put first things first. Now, that's cliche until we look at organizing our day based on doing that which is essential first. And that means sometimes that we need to do the hard things second, not first. That is, there's a mindset that we need to establish, a winning mindset. Oftentimes people are consumed with the problems that are in front of them. But there is an essential mind quality, if you will, that we need to set the clock for ourselves right by giving ourselves goals that we can attain. So the person who stays motivated is developing small wins and then increasingly graduating those so that those are the stretch goals, then take them to new heights of success, and then they can build a history of success based on those achievements. So I think a lot of people fail because they start up too big. Or they try to attack a problem first, and then it becomes demotivating for them. So I would suggest for each person out there, since we have issues and challenges each day, is let's do the hard things second. Let's create that win first thing in the day. Let's do that thing that motivates us. And then let's develop our goals so that they can be incrementally encouraging to ourselves. That is, we need to develop a foundation of wins along the way, and then gradually we'll find that that we can stretch ourselves to do bigger and better things. And it's important to do that, whereas instead of getting kind of lost in the milieu of all the possibilities and of all the challenges that are before us.
How would you say that your book offers advice for any individual, from professionals desiring to grow their career to people wanting to improve their life skills and overall satisfaction?
Well, I'll give you this guarantee that at the end of those 366 keys, there will be instilled within the reader just about every success key, I think, that is known to humankind. I say that because it's not just me, but I reference many of the individuals out there, entrepreneurs and individuals who have faced challenges, what we call perhaps thought leaders, that is the gurus of the success world. I have them in the book. So what I've tried to do is encapsulate or consolidate books into a single page, if that's at all possible, so that I take the most salient points for each of the keys, and I use some real stories. Some of them are very moving stories of people who have been overcomers and successful in their own right. I think one of the fallacies is that the people that we look to who we deem successful are really people who have struggled with the same struggles as ourselves day in and day out. It's not an easy life for anyone to live, but I would say this, that that these are essentially categorized into 10 areas for success, and that it covers just about everything I think that that is out there that I've known. I've researched from university studies and not just my own experience, but working with other individuals out there in the field of entrepreneurship and success, so that we were able to come up with with a bunch of good ideas and concepts and motivational things that will hopefully keep people on the road to success.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us here today, and certainly very helpful information. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information and be able to purchase or pick up Daily Keys to Success online?
Well, I appreciate that, Eric. My website is randywkay, and you mentioned my Twitter at Randolph K. I try to give snippets on a daily basis there. And the book can be found online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the online bookstores, and at Barnes & Noble and select stores as well. So I appreciate the opportunity, and online, I certainly enjoy hearing from listeners. If they have challenges or success stories, I'm delighted to hear about those.
Well, certainly do appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today, and come back anytime.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. Likewise, and take care.
We've been speaking with Randy Kay, the CEO of Tenor Corp, a strategic development firm. He is also the author of Daily Keys to Success. And for more information, simply visit randywkay.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.